Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And today we are starting the first teaching of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Often I've heard it said that the grammatic divisions in the Bible are man-made and not necessarily the Lord's made. And we know that in Deuteronomy 31, it was kind of like we were on the edge of a precipice waiting for, well, what is the song? Well, we're learning about the song that Moses wrote for the people. And this is how Deuteronomy 32:1-3 reads. It says, "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb. For I would proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God." One of the things that I was learning as I was doing my Bible immersion and just exploring a little bit more is that this is considered a poetic song. And so I thought in my mind, okay, so what does that mean? What exactly is a poetic song? Well, as I went scratching in other places and looking in other places, I realized or found out that there are five types of writing styles in the Bible. The very first one, probably is one of my favorites, is a narrative where they give historical events and they tell stories and biographies. And these things are given in a straightforward manner. An example would be like the story of the prodigal son, or the story of creation, or the story, or some of the stories in Exodus, you know, those like Moses, when Moses was a baby. The second type of style that they have in the Bible is called prophecy, the writing style called prophecy. And in this prophecy is a message from God where he's announcing things like judgments and warnings and promises. And we have gone through a lot of that the last of the year when we were in the book of Jeremiah and the book of Isaiah and Revelation. The third type of writing style in the Bible is called wisdom literature. And we've been exposed to that too. They have wise sayings, philosophies, reflections, and we know that the book of Job, like I said, I'm reading the book of Job with one of my grandsons, and Proverbs is another example, and also the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon is reflecting on the mistakes on his life, and he's trying to help people not make those same mistakes. The fourth type of writing is one that I definitely was familiar with. It's called epistles. And these are like letters that people write to churches and to help them remember the instructions that were given to them. I like this type also. They're some of my favorites. Examples would be like the book of James or the book of Romans or the Corinthians book. But in the fifth type, it's the type that we're going to have, today and tonight and also on Monday night. And that is the poetic songs. Now, in the poetic songs, these writings are to fan up emotions. They kind of right in our alley. But they're fanning up emotions, but they're also to inspire worship. They want us to worship the Lord. And examples, of course, would be the book of Psalms. And like we're going to see, this book of Moses and the Song of Solomon is another example, and the Song of Deborah. But in this particular one that we are going to have in the today and on Monday, right at the beginning, like I said, in that 32:3, for I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, you know, is an example, you know, of Moses fanning up in us not to be ashamed of the gospel, or not to be ashamed of who we are in the Lord. He's going to, you know, he's going to just let people know about it. He's proclaiming the name of the Lord, telling about the goodness and the greatness of our God. And that brought me to this prayer. Father, you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. As I go through this day, I pray to take a lesson from Moses. Father, keep me speaking to others about your greatness so that they are not led astray. Keep us both, all of us, Father, worshiping you so that we know the difference between what is you and what is not of you. What is not of you, Lord, is fatal to us. Your word even tells us there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Open our eyes each day to your unsurpassed greatness, and let us praise your name together forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.